Welcome to today's KKRF Let's Talk Guthrie County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm talking with Carl Moyer, owner of Carl Chevrolet, who is now in the second month of owning the Stewart dealership. Carl, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here and share some information with you and the people in the surrounding area.
So you took ownership of the Stewart dealership at the end of June and opened up for business at the beginning of July, and you had a very productive first month, correct?
Yes, we did, and actually, even though we had possession of the dealership the 1st of July, we didn't really have any car inventory until we started having cars shipped on the 3rd, so we didn't get actually a full month under our belt, but it's proven to be more than I really thought of, that it would be, and thanks to the people of Stewart and the surrounding area for their support. But we, in the short month that we had, we actually set sales records as far as I can go back and look. So you know, things are doing really good over there and in all the areas, and right now we're stocked up with everything. We've hired some real quality people to help us over there, and things are good. In fact, they couldn't be better.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So you broke records, you're hiring locally. I know you were a little hesitant at first to take on a second dealership, but you thought this was a great opportunity. Can I assume that you still feel that way?
Oh yeah, there's no question that that area, and I call it a 6-county area that we feel like we're focusing our attention on, was underserved, and we're finding that the need for a good quality operation definitely is there, and so far the people in that area have shown the support, and I think from what I see so far, we're only just seeing a little bit of what's going to happen. Like I say, getting things in place and internally getting organized and having people get used to the way we do business that actually work there in the store. You know, it's taking some time, but when we get everything going the right direction, everybody doing the same thing all the time and understanding the program, it'll be real good.
All right. Now, obviously, you've had very good sales, so you've had a lot of business. But how has your overall reception in Stewart been so far?
You know, from the city fathers to just generally there in town, people seem to be very excited. And in my entire career in the car business, I've never had such a warm feeling of people appreciating the fact that we're there and you know, actually being vocal about it, thanking me for being there. The business people there in town, people, the local restaurants, and you know, we've been involved in a couple of Bob Cook's Scoop the Loops over there, and those things have been seems to me like a tremendous welcoming experience for us, and so it's been good. The service business over there is incredible. We've actually had a lot of people that stop in there that probably wouldn't have stopped in there before, but everything's going well.
All right, sounds like it. So you obviously own the Ankeny store and now the Stewart store. Are you personally splitting time between the two locations?
Yes, I am. In fact, I try to get over there at least 3 times a week, and when you and I are done talking here, I'm headed that way right now just to go over and say hi to a couple of new people that are working there that I haven't met and just see how things are going and stick around and just watch things with a hands-on approach and maybe even get involved in some car deals.
All right. So now you obviously had a very good first not even month there. So where do you see the business going from there in Stewart?
Well, you know, there's only so much we can do with what we've got. And I don't really know where that breaking point is, but we'll find it, and it's going to be probably beyond GM's belief and probably even it's going to exceed what I've had in mind for that store. is just, I don't know, we'll find out. I would say in the next couple, 3 months, I'll have a pretty good feel for what the end goal is going to be there. But I think it's far beyond where we've been already.
All right. So you have a full stock of cars right now, and you're open for all your other services too, correct?
Yes. As a matter of fact, just in getting involved in this buying, taking over a new car franchise, and in particular a GM franchise, there's several things that's behind the scenes. People don't really understand what it takes to get it done, but we just got signed up and approved for certified pre-owned, so the people there in the area can come to our dealership and buy a certified pre-owned vehicle just like they can here. So those offerings are all there. We have between 200 and 250 new vehicles on the ground there, and we got somewhere around 25 used vehicles in stock. So, you know, new or used in the way of vehicle inventory, we have that there on the lot. But also, anything that I have here, when we've got over 2,000 new Chevrolets, and we've got over 400 used Chevrolets. And if you go on Carl Chevrolet's website, any one of those vehicles at either place are available to be bought at Stewart.
All right. Well, is there anything else about the Stewart dealership and the first month of business that you'd like to mention to our listeners?
No, other than I just want to repeat myself when I say thanks for everything, because I do appreciate the fact that people know we're there and they're trying to support that little store, and I really do appreciate that.
All right. Well, Carl Moyer, owner of Carl Chevrolet, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's KKRF Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Carl Moyer. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News.